This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, you better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live coming at you. You know, there's an announcement of a third party. Scott, you know, how do we get a third party when we've already got a couple extra parties? We have the Green Party, we got the Libertarian Party. Of course, Republican and Democrats, but I guess now we have somebody who says, look it, I want to be a third party. Well, how did you get up in the third place so quickly?
Well, he...
I'm just asking.
Evan McMillan announced that he was going to run as an independent, and he worked his way up through. He was a high-up person in the Republican Party. He just feels that neither candidate are worthwhile or worthy of voting for.
This is an interesting time. You know, there's no question that Donald Trump has polarized the Republican Party, brought new people into the tent, shooed some of the old people away, has really exposed, you know, the elite guard into thinking that they had to go along to get along. All this stuff is very, very uncomfortable. And, you know, the Republican Party itself needs to kind of hit a pause button and figure out what they need to do. I mean, because you got everybody scrambling. You got the down ticket going, gosh, do I associate myself with Trump? Do I believe what people are saying? Because what's happening is you got two things being said about Trump. And I know you've noticed this as well, Scott, is you got people that, you know, amongst their friends, they'll go along and just kind of, you know, take jabs at Trump because he's easy to take jabs at. And he gives you plenty of ammunition. But in their heart and soul, they go, you know, really, our country's really messed up. And if we're going to get this thing back on track, maybe we need, you know, as I mentioned in the last hour, a wrecking ball of sort to come in and really, you know, turn things upside down on the beltway because, you know, they think it's business as usual at our expense, by the way.
Yeah, at our expense with our money.
And it's amazing. They use our money to force us in to support the things that they support, but we don't really support it. But they have access. We've given them the keys. You know, we've given them the combination to the lock there, and they're having all kinds of fun.
I know in the clip here he says that he's talking about Hillary when he says that she believes she's unaccountable to the American people, but it might be a problem across the board
with a disease. It's a disease that's metastasized throughout the Beltway. Well, let's listen to that clip from Evan McMullen talking about Hillary Clinton believing that she's unaccountable to the American people.
Both of our candidates, both of our major party candidates are unfit for the responsibilities they seek. On one side, you have Hillary Clinton, who believes that she's unaccountable to the American people, which is highly problematic at a time when Americans don't feel they're being heard by the government. So to have a president who believes she's above the law, that she can take her emails and put them somewhere else so the public can't have any oversight over them through their elected representatives, that's high. We can't have that. We need Americans need to feel like their government is listening to them. So that's one thing. She also has ideas about big top-down government where insiders flourish and hardworking Americans have zero
voice. What are your
ideas?
What's your message?
Well, why don't we just talk about the rule of law? I mean, is there a rule of law? Do we have a rule of law in this country? Or we just kind of cast it off to the wind and just say, okay, you know, we the people are subjected to whatever whatever law seems to be at the moment, and then you've got the law for the Clintons and other elites in this country. I mean, you know, either we are subjected and we follow the rule of law or we don't. And every time we compromise that, we get deeper and deeper in trouble. You know, it's kind of like, you know, what the Bible says, when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. Which means, basically, when things are going right and we're, you know, living according to our foundational principles as established by God, it goes well for us. But when we violate those laws that are immutable, we're paying the price. Is it any wonder that 7 out of 10 of us today say we're on the wrong track? I say great observation. Now, what are we going to do about it, America? All hands are required to get on deck. to do what we can to get this country on the wrong track. I'm all in with you, okay? I want you to know. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our focus. If it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you, but we need to understand what it means to get this country back on track. I mean, there's no question that we have unhinged ourselves and we are, you know, catapulting, you know, forward, you know, all over the place, like as if a hot air balloon that has lost its anchoring and has been punctured. And we're just, you know, air is escaping, and there's just no, there's no rhyme or reason where our country is headed. I mean, we are all over the place. And let me tell you that our next guest will point out that there are elites out there that are more than happy to take advantage of the chaos and confusion that they themselves actually created. They have been culpable in this whole deal. Patrick Wood is with us, author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s. When he partnered with the late Anthony C. Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. Patrick Wood, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Doing just fine, thank you.
Hey, good to have you back with us here as we continue to keep in front of we the people this whole technocracy rising, the book that you wrote about the Trojan horse of global transformation. And, you know, I can see the slow creep. As the vulnerability of America continues, and I say America, but also the world, because when you take America and you tie America up the way we've been tied up, it leaves everybody vulnerable, doesn't it?
It really does. And, you know, so many ideas and so many new political slash economic memes have snuck into America without people paying attention. And, you know, we've adopted stuff that was never part of our national fabric in history, and now we're riddled with it, and you know we're feeling the symptoms of those core issues everywhere in our society today. Whether it's division, whether it's economic malaise, you know, whether it's you know, all of the violence and stuff that we have, I believe all of these things are symptoms of what's happened to the fabric of our society.
We've chosen to abandon the very things that worked for us, that made us the home of the brave, Patrick. And, you know, it's quite ironic. You know, it's kind of like when you look at the history of nations and you see what happens from time to time, how history, how nations will assimilate the gods of the nation they just conquered. And you go, wait a minute, how their god lost, and you picked up their god to make them your god. How does that where are we losing translation here? And what happens, what it all comes down to, is the leaders of that nation realize that the god that the people are serving is much stronger. So if they can replace that god, then they can control the people a little bit easier. And whether it's God in terms of what you might understand God to be, there's other principles that are really aligned with that concept. In this particular case, let's take on the god of technocracy.
Well, you know, I think there was a song one time, something to the, maybe it was Bob Dylan, I don't remember who it was, but somebody made the statement that you're going to worship somebody.
Yeah, it's Bob Dylan. Yeah, you got to serve somebody.
You're got to serve somebody. And, you know, this is true for every man, woman, and child on the planet. And in the absence of historical context, America has been cut free from all of its traditional historical beliefs. And we're, you know, the whole country seems like, well, hey, anything goes, you know, anything you want to believe, anything you want to cook up, you want to make a new theory, fine, you know, cook it up, it's great, it's just as good as anybody else's. And this is simply just not true. But history matters. This is the thing. History does matter.
Exactly.
And people today don't understand anything about the history of our nation, much less the history of the world.
Yeah.
They're just ignorant. So,
exactly. And it's no wonder where we are, you know, where we find ourselves today. And yes, I mean, it saddens me. I mean, we can kind of laugh at these man on the street interviews of people that just don't get it. And I got to tell you, many years ago when the whole idea of the low information voter, you know, came on the scene, it really bothered me. I thought, gosh, you know, we're insulting people. We got to find a way to encourage them. But even though that mantra and that designation of the low information voter was put out there for so long, people either ignored it or they adapted to it. But it's like, look at, you know, you say the country's on the wrong track. Well, what does it mean? It means that we've let go. We've allowed other people to drive the vision of this country. And guess what? You know, just like with Barack Obama, hope and change you can believe in. You know, we're going to fundamentally change America. Really? I mean, when I heard those words, I mean, I'm going, are we in trouble? Because I think he's talking about something a little bit different than what most of these people think that comes in the form of an Obama phone or a government check. I mean, he's talking about turning the world upside down. And for almost 8 years, he has redefined this country. I mean, this is not your founding father's America.
Well, it isn't. And I would say that you can't go to a school today. You can't go to an organization, to an NGO, to a charity, anywhere, or a church in our country. You can't go to any institution today and find where they're not talking about social justice.
Mm-hmm.
The concept of social justice from the last century is what sponsored the Bolshevik Revolution and the French Revolution before that. It sponsored National Socialism. It sponsored the revolution in China. Social justice means essentially the redistribution of wealth. And it created untold carnage during the last century. Why on earth would we want to saturate ourselves with the concept of social justice today? And this is what the United Nations is doing. This is what Barack Obama has done. Social justice, folks, that's where it's at. Mm-hmm. And historically, if this comes back to bite us like it has historically, do you realize that we could be facing the greatest world war or the greatest genocide that the planet has ever seen?
Exactly.
This is incredible.
And the thing is, I want people to understand about social justice. Social justice, you know, the 99, the 1%, the 99 against the 1%, the people that get pulverized in the name of social justice, hello, America, it'd be the 99%. It's not the 1%, okay? The middle class, the poor, they get decimated in the name of social justice. Historically, time and again, this is a fact, right?
It is, and it's easily documented historically, case after case after case. You cannot take from one group and give it to another group arbitrarily just because you think that group number one has more rights or more stuff or whatever than group number two. Eventually, group number one is going to rebel and say, you got to quit taking stuff from us. We earned it. It's ours, not yours. You didn't earn it. You can go out and get a job and earn it, but, you know, you can't have our stuff anymore. That's when the guns start breaking out. That's when the wars start. That's when the revolutions start. We don't want that kind of stuff in this country, period. We just don't.
Patrick, I got to tell you, I've been saying this for a while. It is a time, you know, for America to list its grievances in much the same way that opened the doors up to the first American Revolution. We are aggrieved. We're an aggrieved people, but we need to know how to articulate and be focused on what it is that we're getting cheated out of and where it is that we need to go. Patrick Wood is with us. More from Patrick right after this. Stay with us, America. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, when my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro. I'm a salsa fellow. When my baby smiles at me, the shuttle lightens up my life. And I am free at last. What a blast.
Your program, your call. Your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, and my
Hey, we got to celebrate the Olympics, huh? A little Peter Allen going to Rio here, Zika included, hopefully not. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. A conversation with Patrick Wood continues, author of the book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. And speaking of Rio, Patrick, a Brazilian scientist, climate change will suppress Olympic records. How did they come up with that one?
Well, I don't have a clue. I really don't.
Hey, it was on your website. You know, I mean, you know, it's like, you did have a question mark on it, so.
Well, I know. You know, I bring these articles on technocracy.news from all over the world. I don't care where they come from. I'm looking for evidence that that this theme of technocracy is correct. And these people, these scientists, are competing for headlines is what they're doing. It's like, you know, how can I come up with some new radical thing that will get attention to me, you know, in the whole world? And so you see headlines like this come out. Okay, so climate change is so bad that it's going to suppress Olympic records. And they actually said in this article that that people from the colder climates especially simply won't be able to cope. Oh, my gosh. It's just stunning. It's stunning.
Well, the thing is, you wonder, Patrick, how much they were paid for this article, because, you know, the whole climate government out there is just looking for ways, you know, they figure, hey, I'm going to send out this article, the whole deal, and they, oh, yeah, no problem. We'll give you $100 million worth of grant money for that article, you know.
Well, yeah, they may have got something that, who knows, they may not. It could have been, you know, two wannabe college students, you know, in their dormitory cooking it up for all I know. But it was put out there in the name of science and some organization, you know, that sponsored the story. But we see stuff like this, pseudoscience type stuff, coming out all over the planet. It's not just in Brazil. My gosh, it's everywhere, including in our country with all the stuff. You know, there was a secret deal between attorneys general in our country, among several states, to lodge lawsuits against climate deniers, you know, people who don't believe in the climate scam. And they actually were going to do this. But now they've been temporarily stopped. They've been blocked in court, and there's some resistance coming up against that whole thought, as it should. But, you know, where do people come up with this stuff? You know, the thing is, Bill, it's turned into a religion.
Exactly.
It has all the earmarks of a religion, and I should say a cult, not just any religion. But if you don't believe the way they believe about climate change and about, you know, sustainable development stuff, they're going to punish you. And this is exactly how the Inquisition started hundreds of years ago. Somebody said, gee, there's a lot of people out there that don't believe like us, and they kind of tick us off. So let's go out and make them confess why they don't believe like us. And if they don't confess, let's just kill them. And just get rid of them.
Start lopping their heads off. Yeah, exactly. Let's bring out the guillotines. Let's do that, because you are a climate denier. I mean, yeah, can you just see those all over the place here? I mean, it's unbelievable that they have this audacity, you know, to do this. And I'm appalled that they're able to utilize the people's money and our governments going along with this. And it's even, you know, even the people in the Beltway, they're kowtowed, because it's like, if you're a climate denier, then you can't come to the Ranger games and the cocktail parties. You're on the outside looking in, bucko, right?
That's been the way it is, and it is the way it is today. And the only people that are really talking against this whole thing are people that are outside of the political establishment. And I don't think that's by mistake either. I think, I really think that the people that are kind of orchestrating this understand that as long as they control the media, they can contain, if you will, they can contain the whole idea and continue to repeat it over and over and over again in spite of what people think.
Exactly. Well, they're controlling not only the media, but they're also controlling the budget. I mean, for them to have their tentacles into the people's money to prove this faulty science and drum it, you know, and I mean, basically the media has become the PR arm, you know, for this kind of, you know, new science religion for the 21st century on America. And the thing is amazing, that's galling to me, is that the very heart of science is to ask questions, Patrick. And it's like, wait a minute, how do you abandon your core value of asking questions, and you're just sucking up the grape juice at this point. I mean, it's a sad commentary on what science has reduced itself to these days.
Well, this is where the concept of a religious cult comes up. Is when you abandon your traditional belief that your education and science and stuff was supposed to be objective, was supposed to be supported by real evidence and stuff. When you abandon your core values, if you will, and you dive off into a fantasy land, this is how cults get a hold of people's minds. They disorient them to their history. And then they give them a new narrative, a new history, if you will. And they say, no, this is the way we need to go now. And this is reality. And when people start believing that, it becomes like the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland.
Exactly.
And people just jump down and say, this is wonderful. But it isn't wonderful. It's crazy and it's insane. And why people in society just don't stand up and say, are you crazy? What are you saying? Mm-hmm. People don't do that. They say, well, you know, that's just, scientists over there, you know, who knows what they're doing. They're so up there in the stratosphere, nobody can understand what they're saying anyway.
Well, you know, and it kind of reminds me, I remember back in the 60s, I was a disc jockey in Los Angeles, and maybe it might have been the early 70s. It was, because I think I was out of the military at that point, so it probably been the early 70s. There was a movie called What Stacks Out. And it was inspired by the Watts riots and what was going on. And they did a lot of man on the street interviews, you know, just dealing with, the black problem in Los Angeles, not only Los Angeles, but around the country for that matter, but primarily LA and their interpretation. And occasionally people would say something was really goofy. And Richard Pryor would come on as a mantra, as a responding mantra to these goofy statements, and he would essentially just say, that brother's crazy, and people kind of laughed about it because it kind of brought it back to center. It's like, okay, well, you're a lunatic, you're crazy, but you're out there, but the thing I appreciated about it was at least the conversation was being had. Both sides were being represented. Okay, you kind of invalidate one, but it was kind of goofy. It was outside of the mainstream. Today, it's like all things go, and especially the more lunatic and the bigger the lie. It reminds me of Andy Andrews' book, Patrick, about how do you kill 11 million people? You get them to buy into a lie. And America has been buying into one lie after another, and here we are. I mean, we're seriously considering, putting somebody into office that everybody says, well, she's a liar. In fact, she's so good about lying, she lies about lying. and you go, why are we having this conversation? Why is there even consideration for this? I mean, is this what our country, this is what our culture has come down to, is that we have to elect somebody that we don't like, we don't respect, we know that misrepresents things, that lies blatantly to us, and that's our choice, that's what we're going to choose?
Well, it's too bad that prayer got kicked out of school some years ago. It's too bad that there's such persecution against things like the Ten Commandments, for instance, which says, don't lie and don't steal. These things have just been thrown to the wind. There is no morality. It's no more right for you to lie than it is for me to not lie.
Exactly. Right.
Why not do it? And everybody in society is doing it. It's trickle down, right? Trickle down from the top.
And without everybody's a doubt. Patrick Wood, author of the book Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. Patrick, remind everybody of your website where they can go for more information, if you would, please.
You bet. Technocracy.news, not .com. Technocracy.news. Daily stories from around the world on why technocracy is taking over the world, even now.
Exactly. Patrick Wood, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Patrick. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Misena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet. And I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles. and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours coming your way from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time. And then when you come to Hawaii, then it's 3 to 6 in the morning, just having all kinds of fun. Why not? You know, the American Media Institute looks at the horror left in the aftermath of the Yazidi genocide. Yes, you heard me right. Yazidi genocide. I know some reporting agencies have been reluctant to identify it as such, but without a doubt, you got to call it for what it is. 2 years after the surprise attacks, in a new piece for U.S. News and World Report, on August 3rd, 2014, Islamic State group invaded Yazidi villages in the Sinjar Mountain region and unleashed heinous attacks of shootings, beheadings, and torture and enslavement on the community of a half million people. Now, the American Media Institute's Douglas Burton is with us right now, and he's reported on those living in the wake of the devastation and the humanitarian activists on a quest to seek justice. Why not? Douglas is a writer for the American Media Institute and a former State Department official. Douglas Burton, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. I'm great. Appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you here to bring perspective, lest we should forget a half million people that have been absolutely devastated by, you know, without getting too political, but I've got to say that some of this is complicit on the United States foreign policy.
Right, Bill. I mean, I was part of it. I was a State Department official for 2 years in Iraq, 2005 and 2007. And frankly, I was appalled after I got there to find out how little the U.S. government was prepared for the occupation of the country And unfortunately, the premature withdrawal of U.S. forces in 2011 just created a terrible vacuum that allowed this new jihadist group, ISIS, to arise. So now I hope that the United States can finish the job and help save the lives of people whose tribes and communities are threatened.
Douglas, what was it? Was it arrogance that messed this whole thing up? Was it we knew that Barack Obama, come on, I mean, you know, the guy was a junior senator. He's a community organizer. What kind of depth of knowledge would he have on a national, on an international scale, dealing with these kind of issues? I mean, he pretty much told us up front that, you know, no holds barred. I'm going to talk to everybody. It's going to be kind of an open field here. And he abandoned key critical principles, as I can observe, that kind of, you know, held things together. And so it was a combination of things. I think his poor insight and understanding of what was going on in the Middle East, I think his own hope and desire that maybe he could be the answer and the savior of the Middle East, that somehow his ideas, his theoretical ideas that he talked about maybe in coffee clutches in the back room of the educational institutions, and they all get together and go, oh, yeah, yeah, it's a good idea, it's a good idea. Well, you know, now everybody's in trouble because he's the president of the United States and he's steering policy, and look what we have now.
Bill, many people have speculated that the administration was thinking more about the election in 2012 than the national security challenge if they were to withdraw all the troops. And now it's very clear that was a mistake. So now the issue is, how can we stay engaged long enough to help win the war and then win the peace, more importantly? How can we settle and reconcile, or help the government of Iraq reconcile the many minority groups, the various factions in this very complex civil war, so that Iraq can and get back on track and become a vibrant, you know, thriving democracy as it could be?
Well, and I like what you said yesterday in our conversation that we had off the air, Douglas. You said that, you know, all these opportunities present a national security asset. And I want you to unfold that a bit, because I thought that that was wise insight and something that has not been discussed, you know, in the mainstream media or even in other talk shows. I thought this was brilliant on your part that you're able to see this, because, you know, like with anything, I mean, this is all an opportunity. And I'm not saying a national security asset that's all about us, that, you know, it's just about America winning. It's a national security asset for all concerned. I mean, for the people out there that have been absolutely devastated, and we're going to give them a hope for a future and really come alongside instead of transporting them, as you and I discussed, you know, 10,000 miles away. Let's bring them to America. You know, that's the answer. Their culture, their life, their people, everything, their support groups are back in their homeland. It's not here in America.
Well, absolutely, Bill. There's really no reason for them to leave, and they don't want to leave. They have a very fertile land area to live on. Northern Iraq is one of the great agricultural lands of the Middle East. It's well watered by the Tigris River. It's most of the region is on top of a lake of oil. There are huge resources that can support a very thriving population. All that has to be handled is the security problem. Now, to speak to your other issue, why are minority groups in Iraq important? Well, they represent about 8 to 10% of the population. There are many minorities, including Assyrian and Chaldean Christians, who have been in this land for 1,900 years. And over the centuries, although they were in a minority during the Muslim period, they were known as a moderating influence. In other words, they were honest brokers. They were go-betweens between warring factions, between Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims. And the other minority groups are also very important. The Yazidi group, 500,000. Also the Turkmen, 2 million Turkmen people who are split between Shia and Sunni. These are Turkish-speaking people who live in northern Iraq. These minority groups need to be handled by a Iraqi constitution that gives everyone equal rights. And that's what the Iraqi members of parliament are working on right now. The United States needs to stay engaged and support the political process so that they can settle this in a win-win situation for all people. It's very, very difficult now in under the current circumstances.
Well, everything's unraveled, and they got to put Humpty Dumpty back together again here, Douglas. And this is a tough job. But what's encouraging with what you're sharing with us is that there seems to be a core group of people who understand all these dynamics. They know it from a ground level, historically, culturally, all this. This is not done by the John Kerrys of the world. Get them out of the way. Support the local people that can reassemble these elements, knowing that you had a recipe that worked. The fact that it got turned all upside down and everything, and we're trying to put it back together, it's going to be them that puts it back together in the most effective way, don't you think?
Absolutely. And they know it. The Iraqi people have suffered profoundly. They have lost hundreds of thousands of people, civilians and soldiers. By some estimates, since over the last 15 years, 1 million people have lost their lives in Iraq and Syria. Just in the last year, 70,000 people were killed, and they are killed in the most horrible way, through IEDs and through torture and through snipers. They die in very terrible ways. On July 2nd, there was a terrorist bombing in Baghdad during the holiday time, Ramadan, and a firebombing. It killed 300 people in one big shopping mall, most of them women and children. And the very next day, the people of Baghdad made a worship shrine in the street in front of that building. And they are praying there in groups, both Sunni, Shia, Christian, all kinds of religions. They're praying in the middle of the street every day for those victims. Wow. This is a kind of an unprecedented response. It's a sign that the people of Iraq sincerely are going inside of themselves and looking for ways to find solutions, because they don't want to live for another 30 years in a sectarian war.
Can you imagine what they must be going through here, Douglas? Thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to having you back, keeping us up to date. What's going on with the Yazidis? I mean, 500,000 people, the impact that all this insanity has had on their lives, the culture, and the Middle East, let's say. Douglas Burton, I'm Bill Martinez live. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes, so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
You know, as much as things have changed, or at least the time has gone by, little has changed, really. You know, it's like we're cycling back to this era of insanity that we had back in the 60s and 70s that makes this song from Barry McGuire relevant once again. Are we on the eve of destruction? Are we very near that tipping point that we've been warned about the last decade? To where this great American experiment is going by the wayside. When you have so much of America buttressed by entitlements, influenced by entitlements, their worldview is driven by that. I mean, I have to agree with Wayne Allen Root. You know, it's like, look, if you're going to be on an entitlement, then you can't participate in the voting process, because what are you going to do? The natural inclination is you're going to vote for more entitlement. And this is what's happened. And the Democrats... and say for what it is, I mean, they have rigged the system. I mean, what Donald Trump's talking about rigging, I mean, it's the top of the iceberg. I mean, it's only what you're seeing. There is so much happening underneath that you have no clue about. You kind of sense we're being worked. But, you know, you've got to pause, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to look at all this money that's represented in our budget and our government, our hard-earned tax money. How it's being flitted away, where we can't support Social Security. We can't, you know, Social Security, it's not an entitlement. It's something that all of us hardworking Americans have paid into. And the government, you know, busted open the lockbox and are controlling those dollars. It just drove them nuts to see all that money. And, oh, we could do with that money. Well, what have they done with that money? Just got us deeper in debt, compromised the program altogether, to where, you know, here we are today, faced with something that we've paid into that we may not fully realize. And what about the millennials? What about the younger generation? I keep thinking about them. I'm thinking, you know, welcome to America's Ponzi scheme. You know, and meanwhile, we've got people in jail for running Ponzi schemes, and the government has been the biggest perpetrator of the biggest Ponzi scheme ever. We've got millennials paying into this pyramid scheme that there's no way they're going to realize any money. I mean, You know, at one point, I think, wait a minute, there's got to be some group of attorneys on a pro bono basis say, look, we're going to challenge this government to say, look, you cannot take money out of these people's paychecks, no matter how you've rewritten the code, to make it seem like it's, you know, some tax instead of some sort of, you know, savings program, which the original Social Security program was set out to be. And, you know, you can't rip these people off. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting just because, you know, those elites that have, you know, feathered their coffers have made sure they're taken care of. I mean, they're not living on Obamacare. They've got a special exemption. They're all taken care of in their retirement plans. I mean, they're just such awesome servants of ours that we have to, you know, give them so much because they've done such a great job. When, you know, the ilks of Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton have robbed us blind. They found a legal loophole in which to compromise ethics and just steal the people's coffers blind, and it's okay. Nobody goes to jail. And God forbid that we call the question on this. I mean, where's the media doing their job on this? And wait a minute, you know, the people are getting ripped off. You guys act like you're champions of the middle class and the poor of America, but you allow these policies to devastate them, and you just turn a blind eye because you got your own agenda. It's like, oh, well, you know, it's just the cost of doing business. You know, we're just, you know, these kind of, you know, things, these unintended consequences. I mean, are you kidding me? Unintended consequences? I mean, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that if you go down that road, you know, these aren't unintended. They're built in to the cake and the baking of the cake. It's part of the recipe that there's going to be a percentage of Americans that are going to pay the price, and they're going to be devastated by these goofy policies, whether it has to do with, you know, climate change, has to do with fracking or no fracking. You know, here it is for the first time in our lifetimes. We truly have the opportunity to be energy independent. And what do our leaders say? After all this time, you know, I mean, how many times in every election have you heard them tout, we're going to be energy independent, and now we have the time to be energy independent, and they go, oh, but we got to chase windmills. Let's go chase windmills. Let's go do these other things, these renewable alleged resources that are out there that we're just paying an inordinate amount of money, you know, this solar energy, which is, you know, for all the money that we've put into it for the last two decades, what do we have to show for it? But meanwhile, the very thing that's brought us to the dance, oh, yeah, that would be coal. You know, they want to absolutely denigrate, you know, based on what? I mean, where's the actual science that says it's all that bad? Now, I'm not saying, look, let's not look for these renewable resources. But any reasonable businessman would say, look, we'll do this, but let's feather it in as it rises to the level and can replace, you know, coal, if that's what we want to do, because somehow we feel like it's the right. I'm not convinced that the science is there to say that we should be all in for it. But I'm not convinced to the point to say, well, we shouldn't be investigating these other alternatives, whether it's wind energy or solar or others. I'm for investigating and researching it, but do it responsibly. Let's not do it with some sort of religious hidden agenda, as Patrick Wood said. And I know some people, you know, they hear, oh, it's like religion. They think, well, you know, what does that mean? Well, you know, think about it. It really is a cult. I mean, and it's become so powerful. It's like, look, if you don't go along here, we're going to kick you out of the church, and we're going to hurt you financially. We're going to hurt your future. We're going to invalidate you to such a degree. I mean, forget about all the money you paid to go to college and all the experience you have, the years of experience as a professor in education or other related work and ambition that you have exercised over the years. And we're going to throw that out the door, and you know, because you don't go along with us. And that means you don't get to go to the reindeer games, you don't get to the cocktail parties, and you got to understand, you know, when you're talking about government, you're talking about money, and, you know, a business card, you know, that associates yourself with the federal government, that's all impressive. You know, that really, you know, that soothes a lot of egos, and it's very ambitious. And, you know, here we are. You know, we the people, we're paying the price for all this ego and this ambition, and we just don't have the right people and the voices that are speaking out against this insanity and incompetence and calling it for what it is. You know, you can't have somebody who's a president of Sierra Club, you know, can't even have a reasonable conversation with a senator who's asking him straight questions saying, hey, look, can you get evidence that says, you know, your viewpoint is off? Could you adjust your viewpoint? Well, no, he didn't want to hear it. I mean, really? I mean, this is what you're paid for? This is how you support the Sierra Club? I mean, at that point, it makes the Sierra Club be, you know, it gives you the perception that it's goofy. It's not just, you know, about climate warming. You know, all the good things that maybe the Sierra Club, some of the good things that Sierra Club is involved in now get tarnished with the goofiness of this particular topic. I mean, is it worth it to compromise the grander picture for this, you know, goofy stance on climate change? We know climate change exists, but it's been minor. And based on the scientific information, which you would think, you know, hey, it's scientific, you know, it's your tools, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Scientist, doesn't this make sense to you? But no, let's stop asking questions, let's drink the Kool-Aid, and let's make sure that everybody else is lockstep. And if they're not, then we're going to start using, you know, IRS, other government agencies, whatever we can, to compel you. Okay, so this is where it starts to become, you know, rather cultish and religious, where, you know, last time I checked, you get all these liberals and these progressives and say, oh, no, you got to have this separation of church and state, except when it comes to, you know, climate change, when it comes to the religion of climate or the United Nations religion du jour that they're posting up for us to follow. And, you know, if... you know, there's grand exceptions there. But let's not talk about the real truth. Let's not talk about, you know, the things that really have made this country great. And let's not hold on to that because, oh, my goodness, you know, we're just going to offend people because, God forbid, we talk about God. You know, when so much of this country and the history of this country was based on our Judeo-Christian beliefs, you know, it's amazing. I mean, think about this. If you were God and you were blessing a nation, and you've helped them. And when you look back historically, I mean, it is the hand of God. I mean, our founding fathers said without a doubt. I mean, how do you go up against the number one military force in the world at the time? And you got people with pitchforks, you know, farmers that don't even know which end of the rifle to hold. And we end up chasing them out of this country, establishing something new altogether, this grand American experiment. How do we do that but with God? And so here it is. God blesses us because we said at first, you know, our, you know, the pilgrims that came across said, hey, we're coming over because we want to honor God. That's what this is all about. And God honored their prayer. Unfortunately, the people afterwards have said, hey, we don't need your God. Well, how do you like me now? Look what's happening around this country, ladies and gentlemen. And if this doesn't shock you into some sort of reality and wake you up, then America really is in a lot more trouble than I even thought. It's a couple of minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ever wonder why the medical system prescribes ingredients used in killing small rodents to thin blood? I look at some people on this stuff and they're more bruised than a boxer in the 12th round of a 10-round fight. Careful with green vegetables, they must know best. Well, here at Bill Martinez Live, we support the structure function of blood with EFA Plus. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. That number again, 855-305-8326.